Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is a Sound Health Options Happy Hour show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, and I'm happy to be here. We have a lot to share with people. We should. We're going to talk about Zika. We're going to talk about inflammation. We're going to talk about one of Richard's favorite subjects, NAC. We're going to talk about some new classes coming up. We're going to talk about herpes, which is a strange thing for us to bring in on Happy Hour, but it pertains to what we are talking about. So if you're concerned about any of those, stay tuned. We've got a couple of announcements. We are simultaneously broadcasting with Richard Blog Talk Radio with audio only, and then we're doing video over here with Blog Talk Radio. Richard, my microphone went bluey on Blog Talk Radio on Sunday, and the audio was awful. Were you able to retrieve anything from that so we could put it up?
Well, I was able to take the show itself from Blog Talk Radio because I believe he'd been calling in from a cell phone. So I modulated all that and fixed it as best I could. I'll send you that audio, but I wasn't able to rescue anything from the audio that came with the WebEx feed. Because that was really, yeah, that was just blown up. I don't know what that was, a bad connector or something. But the audio from Blog Talk Radio was pretty good.
I know what it was. Right before the show, I tripped over the wire to the microphone, and I broke one of the wires. That was what was it. So I've got this little shortened zip link now, so hopefully I won't be tripping over it again. And I have decided to check my mic every time before the show. I didn't on Sunday. So those of you who want to hear our guy that was talking about the IRS, then you'll go to Blog Talk Radio to get that. And that's on our site, Sound Health, and go to Radio and then Blog Talk Radio, and down at the bottom on the right is a little, what do you call this? A little gray box.
A player. It's a player.
There.
It has the last five shows in it. And so I edited that show that we did on Sunday and cleaned up the audio as best I could. So it sounds a bit better. And so that's the first show. If I can read that little tiny print, that's Craig Smalley talking to us about taxes. Ooh.
There's a lot more bad stuff going on but taxes. There's so much happening in the world that we just want to turn around. That's why we're here at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, to help people and to help this idea of self-health. And one of the big things, I have several announcements, but one of the big ones that is going on is this Zika virus that they're trying to scare us with. So we went in and decoded all of the Zika viruses, and we're actually putting up the frequencies for you. Now, anybody who's listening on Blog Talk and you want a copy of this, write to me at Sherry, Sharry, Edwards, at gmail.com, and we have put this up in terms of Rife frequencies, not bioacoustic frequencies. Don't try to use it that way. But for people who have Rife generators, there are some different variations and strains that we have up, and then some damaging causing proteins from this virus. Maybe since this is such a complicated thing, we should spend a few minutes or maybe even a whole class on what this is. So if you are doing your vocal prints and you find these particular frequencies or multiples of them, multiply by two or double them. Excuse me a second. I don't know why I'm getting hoarse here. Maybe I'm not supposed to be talking about this Zika virus that they are scaring everybody silly about. But these are some of the antidotes. So I think we'll just do a class on the Zika virus. If there's enough of you interested, just write to me and we'll do a short class on this and how to use this chart. If you have been exposed and you have pain in the neck, fingers, or tailbone, or lower back, you get the pain in the muscle first, and then we'll go in and provide the antidote for it. So I think that's a good idea. It's a good idea that people have the information and they know the information is here, so they just don't have to suffer at the hands whoever decided to bring this Zika virus out and scare us all silly with it. That wasn't very nice of me, but I did it anyway. I just indicated that somebody did this on purpose. We are sponsored this evening by a software called Inflammation. Inflammation Extract, I think. Somebody has their mic open. I can hear them in the background. Please watch your mic. Thank you for closing that. We leave the mics open so you guys can ask questions, but at the same time, sometimes they pop open and we get all kinds of weird things going on. That is one of my announcements. We will send this to you, and if you're interested in a class, you could put that in the chat, either chat with Richard or with me, and we will do a drawing for the software. Now, those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio, we can't see who you are. And so we need to know if you want to be part of the drawing. So again, just write to me or Richard, talktomeguy@gmail.com or sherryedwards@gmail.com. And we'll put your hat in the drawing. Richard, you have announcements for the evening.
I do. First, I want to just remind everybody that anytime, depending upon where you're listening, if you're at Blog Talk Radio or vice versa, you can always find either of these How to Get Here's by going to soundhealthoptions.com, click on the radio tab, and then for today, since it's happy hour, click on that, and then down there on the right-hand side or the left-hand side will be the link either to get to the WebEx, where if you want to see what we're talking about, Sherry shows charts when she does the vocal prints or some other things, or like the thing I'm going to talk about. And or on the other side will be the link to get to Blog Talk Radio, where you can listen to the show, or you can also join the chat over at Blog Talk Radio, and or you can also dial into Blog Talk Radio at 347-850-1407, where you can listen in. So then I have an announcement regarding, I just think this is amazing. This is the, if you can put up that fracking, it was there it is. Another example of, you know, once again, okay, here we are in Australia. The state of Victoria in Australia is banning fracking. We can't seem to do it. We can't seem to find our butts with both hands. Can I say butts? I think so. If not, I'm going to say it, because that's the mood I'm in. You know, like, here we are. Other places are able to do this somehow. People get organized. They vote. They say no. They'd had a temporary or a transitory, you know, moratorium on fracking since 2012, but now it's banned. That's it. Not fracking here.
That's great.
And they have. I love this picture of the guy holding the sign that's saying "Life is water." And the armadillo sign is cute too. But you know, life is water. When you frack the water, and I mean that. Okay, sorry, Sherry.
I was going to say you brought us articles about fracking in the U.S. where people could put a match to their water and it caught on fire.
Yeah, when we interviewed Josh Fox, who did the film Gasland. That was, I'd have to look that up. If somebody on chat on the WebEx site could look that up and just tell us what year that was that he made that film, where he made a film about, I forget, somewhere back east, northeast. He just was like a guy hanging out on family property, and then he was started hearing the stories, and then he made this documentary called Gasland, where people were showing, you know, like opening the spigots where the water would come out and lighting it because there was so much loose gas in their water table that they could just set it on fire. That seems to have been more like, you know, set aside. But, you know, some countries and states and other countries are smart enough to just go, no, stop it. I'm happy
Harry
about that.
Stevens said 2010 or 11, around in there.
Okay.
Isn't that the show where we decided that frack was going to be our new cuss word?
I think so, yeah. I use what the frack a lot. It kind of scares people, which is good. I try not to cuss, but sometimes it happens. So, yeah, somebody, go ahead.
Jan, I think what you were going to say is more pertinent than that. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, this gives us another model, like that small town in Scotland or Ireland where they decided to get together themselves, the town people decided to get together and do something about sustainability. And one of their rules was no politicians at the meetings.
Yes.
And I want to see more of this, more of that, where I want to hear of groups in the United States actually getting together and saying, no, we're going to do something. We're not waiting for you, and you stay out. It's time for action to be taken in a way that's actually doing something, not just, I don't know how many people are here or old enough to remember the Khrushchev pounding the shoe on the table. You know, it's enough of that political, just pounding the table, making noise, beating chests. Let's, you know, very much like, I'll turn this back to what Sherry's work, like with the Guardians. That's what The Guardians is about, you taking control, you wanting to do something about your own health, and using these tools to be able to do that. Taking our power back, let's, stop fracking someplace.
And that's why we're doing these classes for free. There's another two-day class on muscle performance, and do you have pain, and do you have inflammation? That's going to be on the 8th and 9th of September, if any of you want to join us for that. We're going to talk about some of this here. Lois, your mic is open. Did you have something you wanted to add? Okay, I'm going to mute your mic then. Okay. Jan says in the chat, Gasland is a 2010 American documentary written and directed by Josh Fox, nominated for an Academy Award for Best Documentary in 2011. And George says, Trump recently put in a sustainable golf course in Scotland.
No. Do we have an actual article or link to that? What does that mean, sustainable golf course? I don't know. I'm curious as to what that means. If you have an article on that, George, I'd love to see that.
No fracking is allowed on his greens. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I love
Thank you.
Fracking. Yeah.
Thank you,
yes,
George. I get it now. I missed the beat for the other shoe to drop. Thank you very much. That was good.
Okay. No article, just distillate. George is one of our most loyal listeners. Okay, Michelle, you have your hand up and your mic open. Did you want to go ahead and ask your question? Michelle, if you're talking, we can't hear you. You don't seem to have a microphone that's attached to our WebEx. So you could put your question in chat if you'd like. Okay, a couple other announcements, if you have any more.
No.
No?
I mean, no.
Okay.
I'm stopping now, thank you.
Okay, one of the things that we do here at the Institute is see clients who haven't gotten any relief any other place. And one of our clients last week had irritable herpes. She'd had it for years, and had never been without an outbreak in all of those years. And she could not, she couldn't deal with the medications. I mean, nothing was working. It was making her life miserable. So we did her vocal prints, and there was two very odd architectures in her vocal print. And this is the kind of thing we teach you in our two-day workshops, how to use all these softwares. And I looked at them, and it just seemed to me that all of her chart was draining down into these two points. And it ended up being NAC and cysteine. And since that is one of Richard's absolute favorite supplements, I thought we'll bring it up today when we are going to do inflammation, because NAC is also very good for inflammation. So, Richard, since you love NAC so much, and I think you did it, took this to get over the year stint in the hospital and all the medications they were bombarding you with. I may be wrong. You can tell people the truth. I may be lying. I'm digging a deeper hole. I will turn it over to you. And so you can talk a little bit about NAC, because it certainly fits in with our idea of inflammation here.
Well, one of the reasons that I'd taken NAC on and off for years because it's so good at helping the liver detoxify, really getting intracellular debris, help that to clean up, and it is a great, antioxidant. And I like it because it's fast acting, and it's really excellent for the liver. And why I'm laughing already is because years ago, many years ago, more than 20, a friend of mine, we were at a conference once, and he said, "Oh, let's go out afterwards and have a drink." And so we're sitting down at this health conference, and he hands me a capsule and says, "Here, take this." I'm like, "What?" And he said, "Oh, it's NAC." And I said, "Oh, why? Why am I taking it for that?" And he said, "Oh, because, you take one capsule per drink." And I said, "What? What is that about?" He said, "Well, it helps the liver detoxify from the consumption of the alcohol, so you take one per drink." And I thought, wow. And as I learned more about it, it really is. It's a very quick-acting, help the liver deal with a toxic issue now. It doesn't have to go through, a bunch of stuff. It just really does that. And it's very beneficial. I take it pretty regularly because I live in an aggish area, mostly wine in the area that I'm in. But they're always spraying or doing something. And just in general, and as Sherry said, I was in a healthcare facility for a year and had a boatload of surgeries. So I take it really to aid the liver in terms of still detox from that and just be healthy. And I believe that the total amount of environmental toxins that we're exposed to on a daily basis, I think the liver is happy to have help. And NAC is a low-cost, great thing to have around. I really like it. N-acetylcysteine is what it stands for, but it's just known as NAC.
It's the note of E for all of you who are bioacoustic practitioners. And one of the things that Stephanie Seneff talks about is the glyphosate really causes the liver stress, and it also causes a lot of inflammation because it tears up the barrier between your gut and your internal structures. So you got a leaky gut, and it also tears up, they're finding now, the brain barrier, and we're looking at a combination of, I get the hiccups, Lewy proteins and it's associated with this. And it also takes sulfur, and NAC contains sulfur. And one of the things that we're talking about tonight in inflammation, and inflammation can be anywhere, and there's a lot of people out there saying that inflammation is the root of most diseases, whether it is Alzheimer's or spine or knee or joints, or I'm going to look at some of the things that Mercola talks about in looking at this. But we're looking at something called prostaglandin. And prostaglandin are dealt with in the liver, and they're good ones. It causes inflammation. Now, sometimes you need inflammation. You get a splinter in your finger and it festers. That's an inflammation. That's the prostaglandin doing that. And I'm going to put up a chart of your liver that NAC really helps. And this is the cholesterol hormone pathway. And if you want a copy of this, if you're listening to us on Blog Talk and you can't see this, we will be editing this video and put it up on our radio happy hour tab. I hope to get it up this evening. But we're showing the graph, and it starts with cholic acid, then cholesterol, then that morphs into pregnenolone, and then progesterone, and then aldosterone, which controls things like sodium and calcium and potassium. From there, the liver starts to produce prostaglandins and inflammation. So we do have a cholesterol hormone pathway that we can test everybody against to see why and how the body is producing these prostaglandins. Now, in Trump's case, Trump has mevalonate in stress. So he has some inflammation, at least bioacoustically, and it looks like he has some gout, which is a form of arthritis, also involved with prostaglandin. So this is one of the things that we're going to look at tonight, if someone will volunteer that has a microphone, and we'll be able to look at what system, what pathway is kinked, or whatever you want to fault it, is what we call it, in looking at this. We can undo it, we can identify it bioacoustically, and then we can go in and look at foods that help and foods that hinder. There is another program called HyperHealth. Now, put HyperHealth Encyclopedia. If you don't, you're going to get a bunch of videos. Here's what you get if you just put in HyperHealth, better health information. So put in HyperHealth Encyclopedia, and then you can put in things like inflammation, and these are the things that come up, and you can look at, this is eye inflammation, this is brain inflammation, this is what causes it, and you can go buy these things. But hyperhealthencyclopedia.com can really help look at this. I did have Dr. McCullough's stuff up here, and I have totally lost it. But he had a great article. How can I not know where this is? I hate it when I get so discombobulated with this. I've got about 50 things open I'm trying to look at all at once. Let me go back and see if I can pull it. Inflammation. It's not the video I'm looking for. But he has a great chart.
Hi, this is Dr. Mercola, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about inflammation. But before I do that, I want to remind you that this is a community, and the information I'm going to provide in this video.
I will give you the link to that, but I really wanted to look at his chart of all the things that will help fight inflammation, that he's got books out on it, just a great many pieces of information. And the other pieces of what inflammation causes, everything from diabetes to Alzheimer's, cystic fibrosis, I mean, just an incredible amount of information from him. So I'm going to put that up in the chat. Boy, there's a lot of chat going on. The other thing that he recommends is something called turmeric, and it comes from curcumin. Turmeric is much like, what is the why can't I think? This is just really weird. There's a medication that they have you take all the time. It's a NISAT. Starts with a P. And it works just like the turmeric. I'm just drawing a total blank. Anybody in the chat can come up with it?
I almost had it. I can't pull it up. And we must be in the same vortex. Oh, Mercury just went retrograde today. That's so perfect.
And Dr. Axe also has an article that is incredible. And just for those of you not being able to see this, inflammation has been found to be associated with just about every health condition, and researchers are furiously investigating chronic inflammation effects on health and possible prevention and medical applications. It is an emerging field, says UCLA Dr. David Heber. It's a new concept of medicine. What's the new concept? Because modern medicine focuses on treating symptoms, not addressing the root cause of the issue. Arthritis is inflammation of the joints. Heart disease is inflammation of the arteries. Instead of taking a medication to reduce joint pain or lower cholesterol, you would be well served by reducing inflammation in the body. Dr. Tanya Edwards, director, Naproxen Center for Integrative Medicine, writes that inflammation is now recognized as the underlying basis of a significant number of diseases, and the article is absolutely excellent. What causes inflammation? What dietary things? Excellent, excellent. That naproxen was, my brain remembered all this in the middle, that that's what they're having you take for inflammation. So they say inflammation comes from corn and soybean oils, pasteurized dairy, refined carbohydrates, conventional meat. Now, I don't know what they mean by that. Conventional meats.
That means,
I would
not
say,
that means, you know, it's antibiotic grain-fed, so it's probably being fed grains that have been sprayed with glyphosate, and they're not pasteurized. They're fed mostly grains, which cows and beef don't really like carbohydrates. They more like the other forms of the food they get out of the grass, and full of antibiotics and everything else.
I would also think that might be bologna and lunch meats and things that have a lot of sulfites in it, because that can certainly cause headaches and inflammation.
Yeah.
There's anti-inflammatory foods. We have a whole list of those for you as we go along. Anita has her hand up. Do you want to volunteer, Anita, because you have inflammation?
I know. Sure.
All right. Because you sent me some of your inflammation graphs, and I did not get to look at them yet.
That's okay.
So let me see if we got everything here. We announced the prostaglandins. Oh, one other thing that Ralph Fusatola, our attorney, wanted me to announce is he has this article on Epiphylon. Now, it has a couple of other names, and it is the enzyme for telomerase that deals with aging. And we have decoded this, and we're going to reveal it to people in our next 5-day class to see if we can do some experiments with it. So if you're interested in any more of that, that would be awesome. So in the software, there are prostaglandins. The E's and the F's are the bad guys. So we'll see if Anita has that. But let's look and see if we've got everything we brought up. Here is a safety and anti-inflammatory activities of curcumin, components of turmeric. Now, we've tested the turmeric, and you can get just about the same results with turmeric as you can with naproxen, except naproxen causes strokes. Yes, and Dr. Daniels has a turpentine protocol. She's been on the show and talked about this a bit. There's some of it posted. I'm a little reluctant to try turpentine. I think it would kill a lot of worms and bugs if I had them. But I'm a bit reluctant to try that one. Okay.
You want to help protect everyone?
I need to write that down, that that came in at 29. Some commercial popped on here. Okay, that was foods that are anti-inflammatory, which we will get to in just a minute. Everything that we do here this evening is in our booklet, our textbook that's under download. And it says PTSD here, but it's really inflammation. They just changed it. Well, they didn't change it because there it is, PTSD. So inflammation is the software that we're going to be offering free to the public this week. I thought we had changed it today, but I guess we haven't. But anyway, down on the left side is a blue and yellow textbook, and everything that we're going to be doing this evening is in this little textbook. And the PASTEL folder helps you use the textbook to set up a business so that you can go around testing people's inflammation. And you can charge them for it as soon as you learn how to work all of the computer programs. So this is Audacity, and as you probably saw, there is a download of Audacity here. Now, this is not our program, but we use it to gather a vocal sample. Then from Audacity, we put it into an Abacus, another software program that we offer to the public for free. So you can follow along, and you can end up creating a bioacoustic community center. You know, people say, you know, Sherry, why are you doing this? I think we are being royally screwed when it comes to our health. Just the other day, EpiPens that were like $89, they just upped EpiPen to $790-some. We have been able to do this only on an experimental basis, but we know the frequencies that we need to use so people could buy a tone box with the epinephrine frequencies in it, like an EpiPen, and they only had to buy it once. And we've used it on bee stings. We've used it on allergies to walnuts. We've used it on a lady that couldn't breathe when she got around 409. So for those of you who are researchers or bioacoustic researchers, let's see if we can, with caution, with an EpiPen available, see if we could use just the frequencies instead. Why do we have to put up with, if an EpiPen is $89 now, why all of a sudden is it $700-some? The answer is because they can, and they know it's life-threatening. They have no competition. You have no choice. And we're here to try to offer solutions. And that's what our whole concept is about, offering solutions and choice and software and training so that you can take care of your own health, self-health, self-responsibility. Okay, Anita has the generic version of an EpiPen is $300 and the brand is $620. Oh, good grief. I just want to slap somebody when they are so greedy. Why are they able to fill their bulging purses with our health problems that they created by glyphosate and all this other stuff? I'm not happy with this. And that's why we are working so hard to do it. And there's many of you on with us who've taken our two-day course. This is not some little silly two-day course where they're trying to sell you something and sell you something bigger and whatever. We really give you the software. We really give you the two-day course. We open you up to the portal so you can do all of this online. So it's not a problem anymore if you have a Mac. So spread the word. Look on our site on the beginning page. It says, our portal is now open. So you can jump on the portal and take your vocal print and get your reports right there. They've had 4 or 5 classes with it. This is not something silly or to be sneezed at just because I'm offering it for free. Richard, do you want to add to that?
So many bad words in my head about this. You know, this just stunning idea of the EpiPen, where they just obviously price it up as high as they can, and then something gets released or something happens, and they go, and they make up some BS why, and then they make themselves look like good guys by saying that we're going to reduce them by 50%. But it's like when gas was, to $5 a gallon here, and they made themselves look like good guys by reducing it back to $4.50. Oh, look at us. We're so good. The same thing with this pharmaceutical ripoff, where they have a product that has no price control. They can do whatever they want. It's life-threatening if you don't have it. Go find something else, I guess. It's a way to operate that blows my mind. I don't have it. I don't understand it.
Glenn Beck wrote a book about this. The title is like Epsilon Window or something like this. And it's how to raise prices so ridiculously high that when you raise them double of what they were, and they're now 4 times as high, people will be thankful to pay a double high price because you just jerked the price up to $1,000 and then reduced it to $500 when it was $50 in the beginning, so they're kissing your butt because it's now only $500. He says it's a marketing ploy. It's really an eye-opening book. I hope somebody looks it up and puts it in chat for us. Okay, Anita, we are going to get to work here. This is the Audacity program, and we use this to take a sample of Anita's voice. Anita, would you open your microphone, and the red button will record. The blue button will pause. There's a gold button that will stop, but it hasn't come up yet. So, Anita, are you ready?
I am.
Let me stretch out my microphone. You sound like there's two of you.
I do?
Yeah, like there's an echo.
Okay.
That sounds a little better. Okay.
I'll try plugging my mic in. Maybe that would help.
No, you sound good right now.
Do I? Okay.
I'll back off if it's too loud. Okay. Tell us about your inflammation.
Okay. I have been fighting inflammation for about 20 years. I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. What we really figured out that it was Lyme disease, but what the Lyme does is it attacks your immune response and your immune system, that and the glycophosphates that Sherry was talking about. And my immune system is deemed to be about age 102, and I pick up things easily. So I've had shingles, and I think I probably have been susceptible to different kinds of molds. Various things. I think Sherry's got enough now.
We do. I just was adjusting here because we have to erase this beginning.
Okay.
It's way too loud, so I'm just going to roll over it with my mouse. Good grief. I didn't know we had that much silence in there. And use the little scissors and go clip, clip. Let's see how much we have. 21 seconds. That should be enough. But you remind me of something we have stumbled onto, what we think is really fibromyalgia, and it's called adult Still's disease. And it's an immune system where you feel hot and cold and you get fibromyalgia-like symptoms. I'm going to run you through this new database that we just created for adult Still's.
Okay.
Because I think that's what really fibromyalgia is.
Okay. I do know that I seem to be very sensitive to wheat, and you had already told me that many years ago.
Anita, inflammation, INFLAMATION. And we've set up our computer, so this is going to take this Audacity file and make it into a WAV file. And then from the WAV file, we are going to use Abacus, and this is another program that we make available to everyone. Let's do a new one. And all you would bring in that imported WAV file. And it'll open up into a gray grid. And that's normal. That's where, Anita, you are 90% above the normal here. I can't see that very well in green. I think I will change it to blue. Well, maybe I will. Look at this thing just sitting there doing nothing. Sometimes it just gets stuck. And I think this is one of those times, and I'm going to have to kill it through my task manager.
Methylation. Methylation needs a theme song or a sound effect.
A sound effect. This methylation, in, I guess, real simple terms, is the body's incoming resources aren't utilized appropriately because you usually don't have everything you need to be able to do it. Now, my eye draws right there, and that was probably a duplicate of it. So I would say I can solve this in two notes, those two. So let's put in some demographics, Anita, and inflammation. And we can say in class, or hyperhealth. Date of birth we don't need. Now, one of the things that just happened recently is Epstein-Barr reared its ugly head as a frequency bombarding the earth. So if I go in and look at what's called a keynote, we can see what's coming to earth at the moment and the universal energy. Energies today, gathering emotional, biotin. So I don't really see a whole lot there that would deal with inflammation. But you can check this every day and see if that might be causing it. It's like the moon changes the tides. It also influences the water in your body. So this gray grid is normal. You can see she doesn't have much that's normal. And I'm going to punch this little red round thing right here. And it will give me 24 frequencies out of this grid. This grid is active everywhere. And it's from 0 to 1,000 cycles per second. And if we played this, it wouldn't be her voice because the Audacity program, we could play it and hear exactly what she said. But this Abacus program does a transform on the voice and organizes it in a different way. It organizes it, organizes it from the lowest to the highest frequency in terms of frequency and also in terms of decibel. So it did choose those points that we were concerned about, and it gave us two sets of 24 points. Now, you don't really want to pull a point that's very near the gray grid. I wanted to delete it, and it yelled at me for trying to add it. So you don't want to pull those. They just get in the way. Delete. So I'm just pulling points here, looking at these little red circles. What we want to concentrate on is the ones that are the tallest here. So if you see ones that you think are not appropriate or something in the gray grid, and it's just going to kind of mess you up. I'm keeping these ones on the end because they look like little inflammations. There's architectures that tell you different things, and these are tiny little inflammations, so I'm going to keep them. And in your booklet, it tells you what each of the architectures are, and that's one of the things that we practice in class, too. being able to look at something and say, ah, that's a pathogen. Oh, that's a trauma. So we're going to put in that it's inflammation. And I'm not going to save this. It's one of the mistakes you guys make a lot. Call me and say, oh, I got this. I got an AUP file. And that just means you saved it wrong. Follow the instructions in your little blue and yellow book. So you go to this little Rubik's Cube at the bottom and click, and then you're going to save this. And I don't want to save it in a WAVES file. I want to save it in a desktop file. And I've organized Genesis. This is where we start. And that's just that list of, we only have 22 now. We did have 24. But we didn't need those other two. So now I'm going to open the inflammation software and import Anita's file from the GNS file. And there's that list of frequencies. Now, what we've done over the years is collect people's frequency sets that have diagnosis of certain diseases, like Lyme or Parkinson's or whatever. So what we're going to do now is compare Anita's frequencies using the frequencies of people who we know have inflammation of the circulatory system, of the pancreas, of the brain. So the first thing I want to do always, I want to look at protein and genome. Because if we find something that comes up as a protein and a genome, we know that's where to start. The genes create the body and the system. Proteins run the system. It's like the RNA. So we just click report. Somebody has their mic open. All right, somebody's trying to take over. You need to stop it. Thank you for turning off your mic. And we have a couple of things here. Well, I only have one, so I just kind of lied. But this will tell us the gene that is high that's been activated. So these chemokine lignin 4 has been activated. It's too high, and it's an inflammatory protein. Now, Anita cannot go to the local grocery store and find an antidote. She's going to have to go to a bioacoustic provider. She is one and has been one for 10 or 12 years. So she's going to find the antidote to this and provide it to herself and entrain her brain, trick her brain into quieting down these inflammatory proteins. Now, I don't like it that it didn't show me any of the proteins that went with this. So I'm going to change my variance to 5. Just look a little wider. If I have a variance of 1, I'm only going to look at maybe a frequency of 15.99. But if I had a variance of 2, I'd look at 1599, 1598, and 1600. So we're just looking at a little wider gap here. And we still only have the gene. The gene has been activated. And we need to shut it down. I don't know what that gene does. Can somebody look it up while we're on the air here? We know that it's an inflammatory protein, but it's the gene of that inflammatory protein. But this gives us a clue about where we ought to go. The other thing you can look at is activators. We couldn't find any protein, but we could look at the activators and see if we can come up with that. It doesn't. No activators come up. Okay, let's look at amino acids. Look at some of these other things. Hormones didn't want me to check it. Report several things here. I'll bring them all over at once. They open on another monitor. Baleen is high. It may reduce inflammation. But baleen can also be high just because the body's not assimilating it. And I think baleen is one of them that deals with... I have to close somebody's mic again. Maybe I just need to ask some questions. But deal with ammonia. Now, where can we find that piece of information? And this is another thing that...
It's a bad echo loop.
It was Cheryl. Please watch your mic and see that it's not popping on. If you want to say something, just raise your hand. But that was very screechy. 51. I will cut that out. That so discombobbled me, I don't even remember what we were doing. Oh, going to Sound Health and looking at the downloads, the PTSD. And down at the bottom, there is this green sheet. And here's amino acids. And her valine can be high because she's taking it. Or the valine and the red, when it's red. Well, it's supposed to give me a little clue of what that red means. That means it's an essential amino acid, and hers is too high, probably not working. Help maintains nitrogen balance, maybe balanced with leucine and isoleucine. Now, hers is too high, and the only way to test that, get a blood test, I guess you could, but if we give her the frequency for valine and she hates it, then she's really high. But if we give her the frequency for valine and she loves it, then it's because her body's not able to use it and just collects it. And when you see somebody's vocal print that is so much above this gray grid, that's the indicator. The body's not using this. So the valine can't help reduce the inflammation until we can either kick it in with sound or balance it up, balance it down, balance it. Glucosamine sulfate is high. Mike again, unless you have something to say. Glucosamine sulfate, there is another smaller part of this, chondroitin sulfate, but it's made of shellfish and some people can't use it. But this is used for joint pain. Are you taking this, Anita?
I take collagen and glucosamine. I normally take amino acids first thing in the morning because you're not supposed to take them with protein, but I didn't take valine today.
And it's still high.
Take a bunch of other ones.
So lycopene from tomatoes, that's low. Inosine, I don't know what that's from, but all of these may reduce inflammation. But if these are low, you might want to add foods that have that in it. Chymotrypsin, this also helps get the garbage out of the system to move it out. Again, it's high. It may be good that it's high. We could test you with some sound. It may be that your body's really working high to move some things out of the body that could be causing some problems. Cortisol, here we go. We need to reduce the cortisol. Inhibits inflammatory via several mechanisms, but it also does a lot of different kind of damages. We want cortisol not to even appear on your chart, meaning that it is balanced. cortisol can cause yellow fat or white fat to be laid down in the gut. It can cause a large bloated stomach. It can cause fat to be laid down in the liver and can cause insulin resistance and several other things. So we'd want to get this cortisol in balance. Magnesium high may reduce inflammation. You taking magnesium?
Yes, I take magnesium citrate and magnesium glycinate, both.
Okay, well, this may be really high. We could only know by testing the frequency of it. It's a G to make sure that she's not overdosing. And for those of you who've taken our courses, you know that you can look at the graph and see the overdoses and help monitor nutrients and medication that way. Folic acid, never heard of it. Ferulic acid. Somebody look that up and we'll put it in the chat. I don't have the slightest idea what it is. Boy, I love all this stuff you guys are putting in there. Just keeping the chat is an education from you guys. Alpha-linolenic acid high may reduce inflammation. These are both really good oils, and they work with carnitine to help reduce inflammation.
I take both of those as well as carnitine.
Carnitine didn't show up, so it's at a good level. But let's just go back and look at just the gene. Have you ever had this come up on your report before? This inflammatory gene?
I don't think so.
Well, nobody looked it up and put in here, I don't think. But we could look this up and see what it does and where it comes from.
Yeah, a couple people posted things.
And Terry posted some things about ferulic acid is a hypooxygenic acid, a type of organic compound. It's abundant phenolic phytochemical found in plant cells, wall components such as, can't pronounce that, arabixanols as a covalent side chain. It is related to transcinnamic acid as a component of lignin, precursor for aromatic compound. Well, maybe it's in some kind of oil. Oil or an herb. I don't know which it came up as, an enzyme. I don't remember. Do you guys remember what it came up as? If you were a practitioner, we would go look at that lignin and see where it really was. Which is the frequency that is the highest we should look at. You can, at this level, with the abacus that I have, and it will tell you, it will give you which frequency is causing the most problem. So we go look at this compared to the chart also. It's a matter of math as medicine. And MIT has taken this up. Pfizer Pharmaceuticals, Cogstate, a lot of companies, Sunday Health, a lot of companies has taken this up and proclaimed it the medicine of the future. We've been looking at it for 20, 30 years, and we call it Star Trek medicine. If we took two frequency sets, two samples for Anita, and looked at what's alike on both of them, that would give us a good direction as to where we ought to go with her. But I'd like to look at that chemokine stuff and see where that is happening. And we are out of time. Anita, you said you've never had that come up before?
Not that I recall, Sherry.
Okay, go ahead and look it up, because I want to see if I can find some of the stuff about adult Still's disease. So you guys can see where it's coming from. And look at it in terms of fibromyalgia and inflammation. Adult Still's disease. And I think this is the one I looked at. A rare systemic inflammatory disease characterized by joint pain, a lot of inflammation. And we've had a couple of people come in here with this diagnosis already, and then we started comparing it to fibromyalgia. It seemed too close. And it's really incredible how these match when you look, when you put them against fibromyalgia people. And I don't think I have this up. I don't. So we will be continuing with that. The next class that we're going to do is muscle performance. And if you are in certain geographic locations, I'm sure you can take this course for free. For some people, they'll be charged for their software. But we hope you can join us on the 8th and 9th. Tell all your friends. Help form a group in your area. Yes, the software is included. 2 days, two full days from 10 to 4. Linda Schmidt, you had your hand up. Did you have a question? No? Okay. Philip, you had your hand up. Did you have a question? Michelle, you have your hand up. You have a microphone now. Did you have a question? No, maybe they were just volunteers. We just did this inflammation a couple of weeks ago, and because so many people said they missed it and they wanted to be volunteers, now we got 4 volunteers here, and we didn't get to them. So we'll keep the inflammation software up for you. It's supposed to be under downloads. And it's supposed to be right here, but it's still TBI, so I will change that out for you tomorrow. And you can download the software and run yourself through. And there are study groups. Judy LaHaye has one that's on Facebook, so you can call and get that link. And we also have a portal that you can go online and work on these softwares. You can work on nutrition. You can work on muscles. Do your sound work online. Write to us at soundhealthportal@gmail.com for more information. And those of you who are taking our 2-day free muscle performance class, you will be given access to the Sound Health Portal to learn how to use it. We are out of time. Any last thoughts, Richard?
My head is swimming with inflammation thoughts. So I would say take the class. You know, inflammation is such a foundation of so many states of dis-ease, is how I like to put it. And I just think it's such a great thing to work on. Anything we can, you know, with environmental, the soup that is now our environment and doesn't seem to be getting better soon, I think it's really good to do everything we can to help the body deal with inflammation.
And it goes right along with detox and getting rid of all of the pesticides and things that are causing the inflammation.
Yeah.
Thank you for putting that back in, soundhealthportal@gmail.com. We have
all right,
to go.
Everybody. I know it's amazing. That was a pedal to the metal show. Inflammation, it's a lot. And I know we'll see you all Sunday, but I don't know what we're talking about. It's always kind of an adventure. It'll be good.
And for those of you over there on Blog Talk, if you want to be part of the drawing for the free software, which you can get online anyway, you just, if it's the free software, you get it for a longer time to use without us hassling you to have it re-registered. So we'll see you later.
All right, everybody, have a great rest of the
week,
and we'll talk to you on Sunday. As soon as I stop typing, I can play the extra music. Okay, bye-bye, everybody.